We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Bosor B'cholov, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Yud. Rav Nosson Zal says, Nimtza, we conclude, based on what we said till now, She'ikar Isur Bosor B'cholov, Hu Shelo Yizgaber Azis De Sidrachra, Ve'yachlish Azis De Gdusha Chas V'Shalom. The main reason why we're being told to stay away from mixing meat and milk is so that the Azus the Sitra Achra shouldn't get strong and be able to weaken the Azus of Kedusha. Al yidei sheyoinek umisare vinikas Azus the Sitra Achra binikas haboishes vachalishes the Sitra Achra. By having the Azus of the Sitra Achra mix and draw strength from the busha of the Sitra Achra. Shehem bechinas taroives boser becholov. That's what happens when chas v'shalom we mix meat and milk in an illegal way. She'oz ief shalavarum. When that happens, it's impossible to be able to correct them, to rectify them, and to make the tikkun that needs to be done. Ve'oz mizgaber azas de sitrachra u'machlish azas de kedusha. Then what happens is the wrong kind of azas gets stronger and it weakens the right type of azas. And this causes all kinds of weaknesses and discouragements religiously in the heart of a person. All of them are caused when there's a defect in the Azus Digdusha. That's what causes the person to become weak in his commitment, in his determination to serve Hashem, afilu im hu kamoi shehu, knows regardless of where he's at. We know that a Jew is supposed to have an attitude that no matter what, no matter how good I'm doing or bad I'm doing, baruch nis abegashmias, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to try to do whatever I can based on where I'm at now. And this chalishus hadas, where a person becomes weak and doesn't have the motivation, doesn't have the inspiration, doesn't have the strength to persist and to continue, this chalishus hadas comes when the azus, the sitra achra, gets strong and it crushes the azus of kedusha of the person. Ki be'emes b'kedusha tzorech she'yeh lehodom azus afilu neged Hashem yisborach bi'atzmoi. Because really, the truth is that a Jew has to have azus even towards Hashem. Meaning that even though a person knows and realizes that they've done many sins and rebelled against Hashem, afal pikein, despite that, im mizbayish acharkach levakish es Hashem yisborach shikorveo lavaydosoi, if the person feels too ashamed or embarrassed to ask Hashem to bring him close, that the person should be zeicha once again to serve Hashem, umizbayish lasoi bavaydosoi machmas riboy avinoisov, and the person is too ashamed or embarrassed to do mitzvahs or to learn Torah because of his many sins, ein ze boishes digdusha, that is certainly not a busha of kedusha, adaraba, just the opposite. Ze ikar boishes hasitrachra, this is a busha that's coming from the sitrachra. Shemachlish daitoi, which tries to weaken the person, kedei lerachkoi mehashem isporach legamri, in order to knock the person out of the ring completely, in order to distance him from Hashem totally. Ki ikar haboishes digdusha tzorach shiye l'odom koidam achet. Because the time for busha of kedusha is before the person does a sin. Shiye loy busha gedoyla mifnei Hashem isborach, mifnei bos kamoy milifnei bos v'damamish. That the person should be as ashamed and embarrassed in front of Hashem as he would be if there were a human being standing there watching him. Would he do this sin in front of that person? Just like he wouldn't do the sin in front of the person, he shouldn't do it when the person's not there. Just like the Gemara says, one of the great rabbis, before when he was about to pass away, his students asked him, Rebbe, give us a bracha. He said, my bracha is that your fear of Hashem should be like your fear for human beings. They said, that's it? He said, halavai. halavai. And we know that fear is synonymous with busha. The word bereshis is yore boishis. Those two go together. And we mentioned that when it says, after Matan Torah and Har Sinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jews, you know why Hashem did all of this? Lamantia yirosoy al panechem, said you should have fear of Hashem up on your faces. And the Gemara says, zu habusha, that refers to busha. So yira and busha in this context are synonymous. So again, the time for busha is before the sin. But afterwards, kishikvar his gabrol of yetzahara chas v'shalom, when the person's yetzahara took hold of him and defeated him, v'hichshiloi b'mash hichshiloi, and the yetzahara caused him to do the sin, you know, to fall, tzorech acharkach lesalek habusha me'alponov. That's the time to get rid of the busha, v'yoez ponov neged Hashem Yisborach, and to have the chutzpah towards Hashem to be able to say, afal pisha sisi masho sisi, even though I did what I did, uboishti v'gam nechlamti lohorim ponei elecha, and on one hand, I'm too ashamed and embarrassed to show my face in front of you, afal pikein, still, despite that, ani meiz ponei negdecha, I'm forced to have this chutzpah towards you, Hashem, umevakesh mimcha shetekorveni elecha gamata, and I'm begging you now to bring me close to you, even now, even after I did the sin, even after I just messed up, I'm coming right back and saying, Hashem, please bring me close to you. Vafilu em hoyokach kam upon him chas v'shom, and even if this happened many times, osur lipoil bedato elioilam, it's forbidden for a Jew to get down and to feel like he can't start over. Rak lehischazek lehaschil b'chol pam echodosh kol oid nishmosay boykanal. But rather to start fresh every time, to be ready to start over as long as his soul is still inside of him, as long as he's still breathing. V'zeh ikar azis digdusha. This is the essence of azis digdusha. Not to get down and not to feel weak because of what happened in the past. Rak yishkach b'chol pam kol ma'ashovar, but rather to forget, to put out of his mind completely what happened. V'yaschil b'chol pam mechodosh, and to start fresh like a newborn baby every single time. Because that busha, the sitrachra, that's the soton coming to a person with his mitzvahs, like Rabbeinu Zal says in page 1 of Likutei Moran, where he talks about the Satan dressing himself up in mitzvahs. This is an example of it, where right after a person sins, the Yetzirah comes over him like a big rabbi and says, do you know what you just did? You know how terrible you are? You know how you insulted Hashem? He's concerned about Hashem's honor. But he's saying that only to get the person to fall into depression and to give up, to quit, to totally quit any efforts of trying to come back, to return to Hashem. That's why the Yetzirah is doing that. Ki kol hachalishus hadas hanal nimshach mibchinas chalev eim, shenechaz boi zu amas hanochesh kanal. Because all of these, this weakness, when a Jew feels too weak to come back to Hashem, or he feels down, depressed, all of those feelings comes from the mother's milk, meaning shenechaz bohem zu amas hanochesh kanal, that it still has some of that filth of the snake in it, that started from when the snake injected into Chava the zuama, and Chava passed it down to her children and to her children all the way down to us. Shezeu bechinas isur bosa becholov. This again goes back to the reason why we can't mix meat and milk. Ki kishacholov bifnei atzmoi, because when the milk is by itself, efshur levaro elakdusha, it's possible to fix it and to bring it into the kedusha. Avol kishemesarev boi bosor, but when meat mixes with the milk, shegam boi yesh achizas ho azus de sidrachra, where the meat has its own problems, the meat has azus de sidrachra attached to it. Elo shetzrichin levaroi, again, the meat has this azus de sidrachra, which requires birur, it requires a tikkun. Ukeshemisarvin shnehem, when the meat that has its negative side to it mixes with the milk that has its negative side to it, Yef shelavarum, it becomes impossible for us to be mavarerit. V'oz nifgam chasasholom ho azastik dusha. Then the azastik dusha gets messed up. Umizgaber hazuamo hanechas bachaleveim mechet odom arishoim. And the negative aspect, the filth that's in the milk, the spiritual filth that's in that milk that dates back to the pigam of Odom and Chava, that becomes activated. V'oz machlish das Odom, and then it weakens the person mentally and spiritually and emotionally. Umizgaber azas the sitrachra, and then the azas the sitrachra takes over. Kies ze luumaze, because these two are on opposite ends of a seesaw. When this one goes down, the other one goes up. Paragraph Yud Aleph. Ki achilas Yisroel tzorech sheyeh bigdusha, because when a Jew eats, his eating is supposed to be a holy experience, a spiritual experience. Ki al yedei ho achilo mischazek haguf, because through eating, it's supposed to strengthen the body. V'alkein tzrichim lechol bigdusha gedoyla al pi haTorah, and this is why a Jew has to be careful to eat with tremendous holiness, in following all the laws and rules of the Torah and all the guidance of the Torah about eating. Kedei shelo yizgaber chas v'shalom azas haguf al yidei achilosoi, said the food that he's eating shouldn't strengthen the wrong part of his body. It shouldn't strengthen the azus of the guf, where the guf becomes rebellious against the neshama, where the guf starts thinking that it's in charge and it's going to lead the way. V'ikar kedusha suachilo hu al yidei azus digdusha shehu bechinas simcha shemamshichim bechinas nasa v'nishma. And one of the main things that helps a person be zeicha that his eating should be holy is when his eating is with azus digdusha. Where does azus digdusha come from? We learned from simcha. Ki chedvas Hashem hi mozchem. Where does simcha come from? From Nasa v'nishma, from accepting the Torah. So if a person is zoicha that his eating is with Torah, he learns before he eats, he learns after he eats, he learns even in middle of eating, in other words, during a break, when there's a break in between courses, he tries to learn Torah, or he makes a bracha, when he makes a bracha on the food, before the food and after the food, he does it with kavana, reason. A bracha is also Torah, it's also Hashem's name. V'oz hu achila bigdusha. When a person eats that way, then his achila is bigdusha. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Koheles, le'echol v'lishtois v'lismoyach, to eat and drink and rejoice. V'lismoyach daiko. Look what the pasuk says, that achila is connected to simcha. Ki ikar kedusha su achila hu kishezoichen l'simcha shu bechinas azas digdusha shaydei ze nechlash azas aguf. The real eating properly of a Jew is when he's zoicha to be happy, which is azas digdusha, which weakens the azas of the body, the wrong kind of azas. Adarabba, just the opposite, al yidei hu achila nischazek hanefesh lizgaber b'avodas Hashem. But rather, through this person's eating, the soul gets stronger, the azas of the neshama gets stronger in wanting to serve Hashem. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says in Mishle Yud Gimel, tzadik oichel l'soy v'nafshoy. A tzadik eats to satisfy his soul, the nefesh. So his eating is giving strength to the neshama. V'zeh bichinas, and this is what the pasuk says in Koheles Tes, lech echol besimcho lachmecha. Go eat your bread with joy, simcha. Again, v'zeh bichinas, and this is what it says in Nehemiah Ches, ichlu madanim, ushesu mamtakim, v'al teotzevu, ki chedvas Hashem himo uschem. Eat sweet things, drink sweet things, and do not be sad, do not be depressed, because joy with Hashem, that's your real strength. Here again, what does this have to do with eating? Why is this? Eat and strength. The answer is this is one package. People don't know. Rabbeinu Zal's teaching us that when a person eats bigdusha, All of these things happen. What's eating Kedusha? With simcha. When a person's in a happy frame of mind, he appreciates, look how lucky I am that Hashem gave me what to eat. There are people that don't have what to eat. There are people that would wish they could have what I'm eating now. How happy I have to be, how thankful I have to be to Hashem, to my wife who prepared it, all the different factors that should bring a person to simcha. When he's in simcha, he's feeding the Azaz Dikdusha inside of him. The Azaz Dikdusha is what feeds the soul, the nefesh. That's the main strength of the person. So when a person is eating that way, Oz mitzvah le'echol, then it's a mitzvah for that person to eat. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Hashem says, ichlu ma'danim, eat sweet things. Ki chedvas Hashem, because you're rejoicing with Hashem. Ki oz neschazek ho azas digdusha al yidei achila. Because when a person is eating that way, he's not just strengthening the body, he's strengthening his neshama. He's feeding the azas digdusha. And he's zoicha to tremendous simcha. Bebechinas lecho velishtois velismoyach. Veze bechinas kol habrochois shetiknu chazal al kol dova shoichlam en menu. With this, we'll understand all the different brochas that our rabbis have instituted that we should make for everything that we eat or enjoy. Ki yefsher lechol bigdusha ki mal yedei koilois digdusha. Because it's impossible for a person to be eating properly, spiritually, with Kedusha, without koilois of Kedusha. Koilois means speech. Remember we mentioned earlier that Azaz Dikdusha is the koil. Hein yitain bekoiloi koil ois. That one of the main displays of Azaz Dikdusha is screaming or talking, speaking, when a person's speaking the right thing. When a person's embarrassed, they can't speak. When a person's ashamed, embarrassed, they can't talk. They're speechless. When a person's feeling the opposite of busha azus, he's got everything to say, and he's not just saying it. He's going to say it so everybody hears what he's saying. So koilois and azus digdusha go together. So Rav Nosson Zal's telling us here, now you can understand why eating has to go together with words, with the brachas. You got to make that bracha. Ki habrochos v'koilos digdusha heim bechinas azas digdusha, because the words of Torah, let's say, that a person speaks during a meal, or the brachas that he makes on the food, those are all examples of azas digdusha. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, hein yitain bekoiloi koil ois. You see, the pasuk tells us that the koilos are ois. Kimavur sham b'Torah, and as Rabbeinu Zal explains in the chapter in the Kutiman over there. So now we understand why there's no such thing as a person eating without saying certain things before and after. Because by his saying that bracha before and after, he's feeding the Azaz Dikdusha, the Simcha Dikdusha. And with this we could understand why we have to avoid eating all kinds of forbidden foods. Because if a person eats those things, they will feed the azus of the body, the azus of the sitrachra. Because those foods have that curse that Hashem issued when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, and Hashem said, you're going to eat with depression, with atzvus. That curse is especially strong in all of those foods that the Torah has told us to stay away from. Atzvus daiko. Look how achila with atzvus. First one say, what does one have to do with the other? The Torah is showing us that these two go together. Achila is either with simcha or with atzvus. When a person's eating, he's either feeding his neshama or the guf. Or he's either feeding the good side of the guf, or chas v'shalom, he could be feeding the other side of the guf. The side of the guf that's pulling away from the neshama, chas v'shalom. Atzvus daika, hepecha simcha. The opposite of simcha, shibachinas azas tikdusha, which is azas tikdusha. Aval ma'acholos hamutorim, whereas foods that we are permitted to eat, onu yecholim levararom al yidei habrocha. We have the ability, by making a brocha on that food properly, we have the ability to remove the curse from that food. to take out that beet sovo in toichlena and to elevate, to activate the good side of that food, the bracha in that food. La'ochlam bigdusha, to eat them with holiness, bibichinas simcha, shehu bichinas azis digdusha, bichinas lechol velishtois velismoyach. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein ikar hu achila bigdusha hu b'shabosois v'yomim toivim shehem yemei simchem. This is why the main eating with holiness, the main meals of a Jew are on Shabbos, Shabbosim, and Yomim Toivim, which are special days of simcha. V'oz nemar, and it's about Shabbos and Yontif that the Pasuk says in Koheles, Ein toiv ba'odom, Kiyim lechol velishtois velismoyach, that there's nothing as good for a person as eating and drinking and being happy. And the Gemara says, the Zohar HaKadosh says on this in Pikudei, b'shabosois v'yomim toivim. That pasuk is referring especially to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ki oz b'shabos v'yom toiv nisoirer simcha gedoyla b'chol hoylamos. Because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is activated an incredible simcha in all the worlds. If you read the Zohar HaKadosh that we say Friday night in shul, kegavna, those that daven nusach sfard, between right before Baruch Hu, right before Ma'ariv, bechedva, we mention chedva, that joy in simcha, and in the Maimar HaZohar HaKadosh that's associated with each one of the meals, the Friday night meal, the Shabbos morning meal, the meal Shalosh Shuras, it highlights this, that on Shabbos there's an incredible simcha in all the different worlds. And if a Jew is zoche to eat the Shabbos meals properly, to wash on Lechem Mishnah, to eat Bosar V'yayin, and all the different things we're supposed to, the fish, then he's zoche to connect to that super simcha that Hashem puts into Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ki oz machzirim haksorim liYisrael shenasa bebechinas nasa v'nishma kemuva bekavona shel Shabbos. Listen to this. Watch what Rav Nosson Zal is going to add to this equation now. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah teach us, we know that the Gemara tells us that when the Jews stood at Har Sinai and they said Nasa v'nishma, Hashem sent down 1,200,000 angels, two angels per Jew, to put a crown on the Jew's head. Each Jew got two crowns, a crown for Nasa, a crown for Nishma. When we fell with the Egel Hazov, with the golden calf, we lost those crowns. Those crowns were taken away. The Arizal says that those crowns are, the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal explain that those crowns are returned on Shabbos. On Shabbos, a Jew receives those crowns back. And this is what it means when we say in Shmon Esrei on Shabbos morning, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi, ki eved nemon krosloi, Kelil Tiferes Barosh Nasata. Moshe Rabbeinu rejoices with the fact that Kelil Tiferes Nasata Barosh, that Hashem returns these crowns onto his head and he passes it on to the rest of the Jewish people. The Arizal has a whole piece of that in the Pri Etz Chaim. So we see, listen to this. Remember we learned before, what are crowns? What are crowns? Simcha. V'simchas Oilam Al Roisham, the Pasuk says, that your simcha is on your head. What do you have on your head? A crown. So when the Arizal says that on Shabbos we get the crowns returned, it means on Shabbos there's a new simcha. There's a special, special simcha that's not prevalent those other days of the week. V'chein kol hayomim toivim heim zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. And we know that the holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, are all commemorating Yitzias Mitzrayim, shehu b'chinas matan Torah. The purpose of leaving Egypt was to receive the Torah on Har Sinai. Ki ikar yitzias Mitzrayim hoi b'shil matan Torah. The main reason for taking us out of Egypt was for us to receive the Torah. Kamo shekosuv, as Hashem said, bo hitziach o'eso omi Mitzrayim, when you will take the nation out of Egypt, tavdun esilikim ahor azeh, they will serve Hashem on this mountain, on Har Sinai. V'alkein nimshach b'chol harigolim he'oras matan Torah she'omru az nas v'nishma. This is why on the holidays, on Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos also, this light of Nasa v'nishma shines brightly. This he'or of matan Torah. which is when the Jews said Na'aseh v'nishma, Shemishom Ikara Simcha. That's where the main joy of a Jew comes from those crowns of Na'aseh v'nishma. K'may shekosev b'Torah, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likut Imran, on the Torah that this halacha is based on. V'chein b'chol hayomim sheyesh bem tois v'skedusha, and so too on all the days in the Jewish calendar when there is additional holiness, something extra, nimshach hasimcha mishom, the simcha comes from there, mibchinas na'aseh v'nishma, ki kol yoyim sheyesh boi tois v'skedusha, lefi b'chinosoi nidche zu amasanocha, shebchinas cheto egel kiedua, because any day in the Jewish calendar which is holy, which has some kind of a holiness in it, on that day, that filth of the snake that came back when the Jews worshipped the golden calf is pushed away, is eliminated. That's what caused it, was when the Jews were involved in the Egel Hazov, that's what caused them to lose those crowns, to forfeit those crowns, which is the source of Simcha. So now when there's a day of Tosefet Kiddusha, and that filth of the snake is removed, then Azai Choyzer Umer Boisim Haorim Eksorim, then that light of those crowns is restored. It shines once again, Kifi Tosefet Hagdusha Shaboisayoim, relative to the degree of holiness that that particular day has. Valideizeh Nimshach Simcha Boisayoim, and when these crowns, when the light of these crowns is shining, then there's Simcha. That day has Simcha to it. So now we understand the incredible specialness and holiness and joy of eating on Shabbos or Yontif or these extra holy days. V'chein afilu bimei ha'choyl tzrichen l'kadesh esu achilo al yidei kedusha Shabbos. And we know that even during the 6 days of the week, a Jew is supposed to purify his achila through the holiness of Shabbos. K'may shedorsha razal, as the Gemara says in Be'ed of Tezayim, zochrehu me'echet b'Shabbos. When it says, remember Shabbos, zochor es yom ha'Shabbos l'katshoy, the Gemara says, what do you mean remember? When should I remember? The Gemara says, from Sunday. From Sunday, you should already be thinking about Shabbos, about the coming Shabbos. Nimtza kol yomav hayoichel lechvoid Shabbos. And the Gemara says over there that one of the rabbis, Hillel and Shammai, the Gemara says how each of them used to do it, that when they would buy something, even on Sunday, they'd put it away for Shabbos. The Gemara says, you see, his whole life, his every day of the week, he was eating for Shabbos. He was eating something that had been designated for Shabbos. And when he found something nicer, that was when he used it for the week. Ki tzrichen lahamshich hakdusha mi Shabbos l'sheishis mi'achol. It's not enough for a Jew to be happy on Shabbos or Yontif alone. It's not enough for a Jew to be eating special on Shabbos Yontif. A Jew has to be able to draw some of that holiness of Shabbos and Yontif into the weekdays, to elevate his achila during the weekdays. Lezakcho, to purify it, mibechinas bitzovoin toichalena, from that curse that Hashem put on the food from the time of Adam Rishon, laham shecholei kedusha Shabbos, mechinas haksorim kanal, to draw the holiness of Shabbos onto the food from those crowns, shanu oiskim kol yomenu lachzirum aleinu. That's what we're working for through our entire lives, to restore those crowns, to get back those crowns of Na'aseh v'nishma, sheyachzeru v'yairu bonu, that they should return and shine for us. V'chol echod kefi kedusha soi, kemoikein mamshich kedusha Shabbos l'me'achol. And each and every single Jew, according to his kedusha, according to how much Torah he learns, according to how much mitzvahs he does, according to his tefillah, to that degree he has the privilege of drawing the holiness of Shabbos upon himself, even into the 6 days of the week. U'kemoikein zoyche lahoras na'aseh v'nishma she'em haksorim kanal. If he's getting Shabbos onto himself, and he's getting the light of those crowns, the Na'aseh v'nishma. U'kemoikein zoyche l'simcha, and means he's getting simcha. U'kemoikein achilos b'kedusha, and then his eating is b'kedusha. B'b'chinas azis b'kedusha, b'b'chinas simcha, b'b'chinas ichlum adanim, ki chedvas Hashem hi ma'uschem. So it's possible for a Jew to experience this during the weekdays. The more a person tries to purify himself during the 6 days of the week, more Torah, more tefillah, more mitzvahs, he's taking kiddush on himself Kedusha is synonymous with Shabbos. It means he's taking Shabbos upon himself. And Shabbos is when those crowns are shining, the Simcha, the Azas Tikdusha, the Nas of Anishma. So a Jew can even experience that to a degree during the 6 days of the week. V'alkein b'shas matn Torah k'siv v'yechezu esu elokim v'yoichlu v'yishtu. And this is why the Torah tells us in Parshas Mishpotim, I think, or at the end of Vayisroi or Mishpotim, it says over there that they saw Hashem and they ate and drank. Ki oz zochu lahaksorim hanal. At Har Sinai is when they were zeichet to those crowns. Shaydei zeh hoachila b'kedusha, through which the person's eating is holy. V'oz zeichen lahasogas nas v'nishma gavoya b'yoisrei de'achilosoi. Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likut Imran that nas v'nishma, there isn't just one nas v'nishma, it's levels. There's billions of levels of nas v'nishma. And one person's nishma is another person's nasa. You know, you keep going up and up, higher and higher, because nasa and nishma are Torah and tefillah. We learned. We Rabbeinu is over there. So he says that then they were zeicha to an incredible high level of nasa and nishma through eating. The eating elevated them spiritually so that they were able to experience even higher levels of nasa v'nishma. Shaydezeh makirin oisa yisborach, which means they were able to see Hashem, to understand Hashem, to recognize Hashem's greatness on a higher level. Bibchinas, as it says there, vayechezu esolikim vayochlu vayishtu. They saw Hashem in their eating and drinking. The eating and drinking went together with seeing Hashem. Bechinas, v'yochalto lifnei Hashem alaykecho v'somachto. The Pesuk says in Zvorim, you will eat before Hashem and you will rejoice. Again, that the achila is bringing you lifnei Hashem alaykecho, bringing you closer to Hashem, bringing you to simcha, bringing you to a new level of nasa v'nishma.